Good morning, friends. I am Pradeep Panda from Noida, and I have just taken this new initiative to make a podcast of the latest economic updates, what is happening in India and internationally. I hope you will like this new initiative, and please give me your feedback so that I can keep on improving in this initiative. As you know, COVID-19 is terribly disturbed the entire global economy. Many economies are getting impacted, be it a developed country, be it a developing country or underdeveloped countries. The economic powers like America and all European countries are in big trouble right now. So the focus is right now how to control the COVID-19, and the economic implications are not the priority right now for any country. Although each and every developed country and developing countries are announcing a lot of financial measures for immediate supports of their citizen, but exactly how the global economy will get impacted, that nobody can estimate right now. Starting from USA has already sanctioned 2 trillion economic support, that is 2,000 billion. It is a staggering amount looking into that their economy also. Even all the European countries like France, Germany, and all these countries are announcing economic measures. Recently, Japan also announced a big economic relief package, around 1,000 billion relief package they have announced. India also announcing economic package on a staggering basis. On 2-3 announcements they have already made, but the big announcement to support the industry, particularly the small scale industries and MSME sectors, is expected in the next few days, what we can read out from the various news reports. So what exactly will be the economic package and the support and the stimulus by the Indian government? That right now it is not clear, and I will keep you updated about that in the coming days. So if you see how it is impacting the Indian market right now, equity market is remain open. There are many people who are saying that why the equity market is open when the entire physical market is closed. I will just give you an input for this thing. In spite of the trouble which is going on right now, equity market is not a physical market, it is an electronic market. So government thinking is that if we close the market, if we close the equity market right now, then it will give a very bad signal to the international investors, and once the COVID-19 situation goes, then it will remain a permanent black spot that India had closed the stock market during the crisis time, and which is not good for a international business point of view. That's why government strategically has decided that the equity markets will remain open on all days during this COVID-19. The forex market also is open, because a lot of business is going on and a lot of happenings is already there. So forex market is going on right now. Our dollar rupee exchange rate, it is around, it has touched yesterday 76.55, which is the lifetime high against Indian rupee and dollar. And there is a lot of fluctuations going on right now because the trading volume is very low, and we hope that it will remain below 77 in the near future. Many companies are announcing strong measures to support their trade partners, and just they also know that how the COVID-19 will be impacting the industry immediately after the COVID-19 lockdown period is over. So many companies are handholding their trade partners like dealer, distributors and suppliers, so that once the COVID-19 lockdown is finished, then business can start immediately. There are many trucks which were on the road. They got a stock of on the road, and as per the news reports, around 3.5 lakhs trucks are on the road right now, which are not moving at all, and they are on the road just waiting for the lockdown to finish. And the value of the goods which are stuck up in the roads is staggering 35,000 crores rupees, which is a very, very big amount. And there will be a big, big impact on the transporters immediately after the lockdown finished. So that's it for today. And I will keep you updates whenever I get time. Thank you very much and have a good day and take care of yourself.